Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Today we're starting kind of a new fun series called Gifts. What we're going to do is each week we're going to look at one of the words, and we've done this a little bit before, but hopefully it's going to be different this time. It's going to be from a new perspective, but we're going to look at the gifts of Advent. This week, our focus word is hope, and we saw that with the lighting of the Advent candle. So we're going to be in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 18 through 25, very familiar verses for this season. That's on page 783 if you're using one of the Emmanuel Bibles, but if you're using the screens or you're on your device, Matthew chapter 1. If your health allows you, I ask that you stand in honor and reverence of the reading of our gospel lesson this morning. Verse 18 begins, and it says, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel,' which means 'God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had born a son, and he named him Jesus." This is the word of God given for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So the gift of hope. I want you to think for a moment all the things you hope for this time of year. Our hopes may be a little different than the building across the way, because their hopes, every commercial that comes on, my children hope they get that. I wish they'd just stop with commercials during this season, because I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that, everything. And some of them don't look the first bit fun. I know they won't enjoy it, but they see it on TV and it's shiny and they want it. Our hopes are probably a little bit different. I've got to go shopping tomorrow, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has to do with the fact we're out of things at our household, and I hope the traffic's not too bad. I hope the lines aren't too long. But sometimes with this season, we have things that we have to do. We have obligations. We have family. We have children, grandchildren. We hope that paycheck goes long enough, don't we? Amen. That one's hard this time of the year. But we hope for all these things. We hope that our family have the Christmas and the season that they deserve. We hope all these wonderful things at church will happen. We hope that our world will be full of joy and full of peace. And we hope and we hope. But in the Old Testament, we talked about this just a few weeks ago, the word hope is often translated more to our word trust. It was something that they were sure of, something that they trusted in. It's not something that they just wished for. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see." But hope is also something that I'm afraid this time of the year very few people actually have. Our world is longing for hope, and we've been given that gift, and we now have that responsibility to give that gift to others. But let's stop for a moment, just think back to our scripture lesson that we just heard. Did you hear all the hope in the gospel lesson this morning? All the trust, all the assurance. The Messiah was coming to fulfill God's promises. We talked about that this morning. Just how long had these people truly waited, these thousands of years, for God to actually move 700 years from the familiar scripture in Isaiah that was referenced here in Matthew chapter 1 to the time that Jesus is actually born? Think about how many grandparents promised their child, reminded them of God's promises that the Messiah was indeed coming, and that generation passed on before the Christ child was actually born. What about this is something we can hope in, that even though it may not come when we want it to, God gives us exactly what we need when we need it. Now, I may just be talking to us guys here for a minute, but I think it applies to everyone. Joseph needed that angel to speak to him in a dream. He needed to hear, there's nothing to worry about. There's not another guy. She loves you. The baby's been conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to think about the hope and the trust and the assurance Joseph had to have to go through with what he was told. The baby's name brings hope. Jesus, because he will save his people from his sin. It's God is faithful to his promise that he made that he would be with his people always. The name Emmanuel means God is with us. It's a name we ought to know pretty well, isn't it? But Advent's all about hope, and it's not just something that we can get up in the morning and say, I'm gonna hope more today. It's something that has to become part of our lives. It's a trust and assurance that comes from knowing that every step we take, God is going to be there with us. The good steps and the bad steps. Hope is a gift. It's a gift that God has given us. It's a trust and an assurance that he has blessed us with, that he wrapped up and sent to us at Christmas. Hope is a longing, it's a trust, but it's an assurance of things to come. Some of us, we enter this December in the midst of a situation and we're not sure how the end of it is going to work out. But our assurance, our trust, is that we know that God has promised that whatever the world intended for harm, he's working out for our good. And we can stand on an assurance of his promises. Now, y'all know I can't sing, or most of you know that. But I love music because I think it speaks to me in a powerful way. And so I started thinking about hope and lyrics that just kind of bring out hope for me. And one of the songs is by the band Crowder, and it's All My Hope. And the words say this, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. Have you ever been thankful that your past is gone? Just me, a handful of us, that our past is gone. That all my sins are forgiven. How about that one? That's a beauty, isn't it? And I've been washed by the blood. All my hope is in Jesus. That's the beauty of Advent. That God knew he had to enter into the world. He had to come down and take on flesh and bones to give us hope that his promises were true. One of my favorite hymns during this time of the year is by Charles Wesley. And it's his famous hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And it makes the same kind of promise that I just read to you from Crowder, but this one's much more traditional and goes back many more years. But it says, come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Our scripture said, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That is our hope. That is the gift that has been given to us at Christmas. So my prayer for each and every one of us is that this Advent we will return to a longing for Jesus. Not one where we take the story for granted, but one where we actually long for him to be present in our lives, that we long for the hope to be real and for the trust and the assurance to be strong. Our hope comes from, as Isaiah said, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Our hope, the gift given to us at Christmas, comes from Emmanuel. Our hope, all our hope, church, is in Jesus. And while it may not feel like an Advent thing for you, when we come to the table today, there is no greater hope, there is no greater assurance in the entire world that this Christ child that came as a baby, as a gift of hope, some 33-ish years later, allowed his body to be broken and his blood to be shed, so that the words of our song to from our fears and sins release us could come true. Let's pray.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.